In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I wish for you a blessed Easter. This highest feast day of the Christian year. This feast from which all other feasts stem. In the beginning, there was Easter. In the beginning, at least of the church, that is, there was Easter before any other feast. Easter was the feast day that commemorated the totality of who Jesus was, the events of his life, his redeeming work, culminating in the story of the empty tomb. And then, as the first few centuries rolled forward, there was what we might call the Big Bang of feast days. Feasts were attached to various days of the Christian year. The feast of the events of the Lord's life, large and small, the Annunciation of Mary, his birth, his presentation, his baptism, on and on. Feast days commemorating the lives of the saints. Feast days commemorating the precepts of our faith. Today, there was almost a feast day attached to every day of the Christian year. We think of the Christian year as a bright, shining panoply of feast days that brighten our lives. An amazing thing, but many might say that the shadow side of this beautiful theme of the Christian year, of all its feast days, is that Easter, in practice, has been diminished, relegated to a feast celebrating one event of our Lord's life, like all the other feasts, albeit the feast of his resurrection. But Easter will never be that. It will always be different from all other feasts. It will always commemorate the totality of who Jesus is, that his redeeming work, and yes, the story of the empty tomb. Added to this, in the early years of the church, most everyone's anniversary of baptism would have been Easter. You were baptized at Easter, and you prepared for baptism through the season of Lent. Again, as the centuries rolled forward, people were able to be baptized through all the events and the feast of the year. A beautiful thing, an appropriate thing. But again, has Easter been diminished? It has not. Easter, the very mention of Easter, should be for us something that thrills blood and bone of every Christian. I ask you, does the mention of Easter thrill us blood and bone? I propose today that the Holy Spirit will bathe us at this holy hour. Yes, even with our abbreviated Mass, even with the glitches in technology, even with the horrific physical distance between this altar and our beloved parishioners, the Holy Spirit transcends all of that and bathes us with God's Spirit, that we might be filled blood and bone at the very mention of Easter. So how are we thrilled this day? I propose that we not today start up in the heavens, that we not speak in the theological stratosphere. There's a place for that, and there are times that we go there. But on this Easter, in the year 2020, let us begin here where our feet are. Let us begin with laws. Laws. Laws from the Latin to praise. Laws in the old monastic breviary was the waking up prayer of the monks and nuns. It was a prayer that we offered at the dawn, at the very about 5 in the morning, whenever the dawn would be at the time of the year. The historical time that the resurrection took place. When the monk or the nun rose from the bed, they would see the day as a new life. And they would picture the day, the 24-hour period to come, as a mini life, with its birth, its growth, its successes, its failures, its trials, its accomplishments, its tasks, the cool of the day, the end of the day, and the death of the day. And throughout the holiness of the 24-hour period, there would be prayers. Laws when we arrive from bed. About an hour later, when the monk or nun was dressed, singing the choir, prime, terse, sex, known. Then end of the day, vespers, compline. For the day was seen again as a mini life. And this mini life, this 24-hour block of time, was considered the building blocks of a spiritual life. People would live their life not through years and decades, but through the movement of that 24-hour day, the concept of day. And at Lourdes, the monk, the nun, the Christian would rise and dedicate themselves in a very simple way to God. I praise my God this day. I give myself to God this day. I ask God to help me this day. And the resurrection belief that the love of God could be with him throughout all the trials of the day, the accomplishments of the day, the difficulties of the day, that the love of God would be greater than everything that might face them. And they would face the day as a gift. And then, the belief was that the days added on to years, then becoming decades in the Christian's life, would be the means of formation to come to an amazing belief of the resurrection in the heavens, the resurrection for eternal life, the belief that love raised Jesus from the dead, conquered the sting of death, and gives us life eternal. But it's a 24-hour resurrection, the 24-hour day in formation that leads us to that belief. Much like the old Polaroid snapshot. Remember those old pictures that were blurry at first? As time passed, they would become defined and sharpened and more beautiful. That's the Christian walk through life. As we walk through our 24-hour days, our many lives, offering at dawn, whenever we wake up, it might be spiritual dawn, if you rise at 8 or 9, but we give our life to God each day. Easter is a 50-day period, a long period. The 50-day is symbolic that Easter is a big belief. It can't just be believed at once. It can't be celebrated all at once. It is a big belief. It is a complex belief. Many would say it is a difficult belief. Our central belief is also our most difficult belief to believe. And so I propose that we might take these next 50 days, and for ourselves and for this parish, for our nation, and for the world, at least for our generation, they might be the most difficult days we face in our lifetime. But we take them in the concept of the church, the concept of that old monastic view of a day meaning a many life. And each day when we rise, we give it to God. And we practice the resurrection story by saying, God, your love that raised Jesus from the dead will be with me in whatever I face today, and greater will be that love. And I will walk through my days in your love. And the promise is this, that if we do this day after day for 50 days, dedicating each 24-hour period as many lives to God, at the end of the 50 days, at the very mention of Easter, at the very mention of the resurrection, the love of God, we will be thrilled, blood and bone. The Lord is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Amen.